when Odysseus is first trying to go into his house and he's disguised. Remember at this point, as the old beggar. And so he and Eumaeus, his swine herders, casting more swine herders so many times, are going into the house. And at line 290, it says, as they were thus talking, a god that had been lying asleep raised his head and pricked up his ears. This was Argos, whom Odysseus had bred before setting out for Troy, but he had never had any work out of him. In the old days, he used to be taken out by the young men when they were hunting wild goats or deer or hares, but now that his master was gone, he was lying neglected on the heaps of mule and cow dung that lay in front of the stable doors so the man should come and draw it away from the manure the great field, and he was full of fleas. As soon as he saw Odysseus standing there, he dropped his ears and wagged his tail, but he could not get close up to his master. When Odysseus saw the dog on the other side of the yard, he dashed a tear from his eyes without Eumaeus seeing it. And then he said, oh, what's this beautiful dog I saw? but it's the description of the dog, and then we find out that the dog died, right, because he's very happy. So at line 324, he spoke to him by the billing to the hall where the students were, but Argos died as soon as he recognized his master. So here we have a scene of recognition, right, of the Odysseus. That he recognizes him even though he's disguised. And he's so overjoyed at his homecoming that he dies.
I read it also, the other passage we think of is when he was first goes to the swineherd. And the dogs that, normally would call them as, they're not they're his dog, but they almost tear him apart. And the swineherd has to,
Right.
Off because they just seem like that he's just some, stranger or whatever. But, and I think I actually talked about this on the web thing, but since he was, basically being reborn, I thought that now he's, back crossing the threshold, back in real life or whatever, and on his own, in his own household, that since, his dog can recognize him, it seems like he's almost complete. He's almost ready to re-emerge into Odysseus, and his nosos is almost completed. So, whereas every other time, you see all these examples, people don't recognize him,
right.
Five, so it's one of the first signs of recognition.
Good. So here, and what is that? What would we say about the relationship between Argos and Odysseus?
Pretty amazing. After 20 years, the dog recognized us. The dog's still alive for that.
Well, yes. We're all not near death. But he recognized me, even though he's disguised. And so it's a very straightforward,
unconditional love of the dog.
Kind of relationship, right? The dog knows who his master is. And so, it's not. And Odysseus, of course, has this sympathy for his horrible dog, right? He has to wipe his tear away without anyone seeing it. So there's a straightforward recognition. So what are some of the details of the description of the dog that are significant?
Yeah. I was just going to say that Odysseus doesn't have to be anything. Mm-hmm. For the dog, he doesn't have much to be faithful to the dog. He doesn't love the dog or anything like that. All the dog cares about is that it is him, and the relationship is the simplest type of relationship that there needs to be. And this is the number one proof, unique for a person or for his wife.
Right, so the recognition is instantaneous and mutual, and that there's not, we don't see the testing and the concern.
When he talks about how in old days he used to be much good dog, and now he's waited and collected, it kind of reminds, reinforces how everything has sort of gone awry with Odysseus' absence, and now that he's come back, everything's just about to go right the way it should be.
What would you
know? Yeah, on the same lines, that he used to be taken out by the young man, and then hunting wild goats, and now he's there, but he's the only young man around the house now, the scooters. And they have no respect for Odysseus. no respect for his homestead, and thought I was sincere, that's probably the closest thing to, like, you know, metaphors being one of the gypsies that remained, and they, you know, I was kind of thinking of hunting, and it's just, like you said, an indicator of, like, the decay of this house that I'm on because of his
fingers. Mm-hmm. Right there. Joe? You can't see
yourself in the front of the answer, but Joe? It just seems to me the description of Argos parallels the description of Odysseus right now. Especially the decrepit state that he's making a play at, that he's in right now. And also the state that he was in during the during his travels when he was in sort of the lowest points in his decrepit state. And it almost seems to me that Argos was for Odysseus almost. The only remaining tenable link, or one of the few tenable links to Odysseus and the minds of people there, at his homestead, at his ball, at Odysseus' train, and at Odysseus' back, his money and his.
In some sense, like, he's been guarding the house for 20 years. And now he can finally rest. His master's there.
Yeah.
I thought also slowing up when you were saying that the dog in some sense was representative then of the degradation of the state of the right now, that Odysseus returns, power of his return is enough to the dog, enough to encourage the degradation, so a precursor to much larger encouraging than
all of these comments are excellent, and they would all be excellent answers on the picture if you were to see those questions. To use a few terms, when we talk about Odysseus and looking like Odysseus, right? He's in the same state as Odysseus is now. We might say that Argos is the metaphor for Odysseus. Right, to be substituted for Odysseus, right? We have a metaphor of substitution. So the state of Odysseus is, or the state of the dog is like the state of Odysseus, therefore he's an evidence. But as you guys are talking about, Argos is a metonym for the house. Right, he's representative of all of the abuse of Odysseus' estate, right, and the change that has gone on in Odysseus' absence. So we hear about what it was like before.